Good afternoon, folks.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Jeffrey Dunn. I'm a designer for the Office Platform team, and I work with folks like yourselves to help build great experiences inside Office, solutions that that deliver great value to our mutual customers and that get used by our mutual customers. So just want to reiterate that I'm not a developer, I'm a designer that works with developers. And today I'm going to share with you some of the documentation that we have to help you build great add-in experiences, some of the toolkits that we've built to help you validate your concepts prior to coding, and how you can use these toolkits along with Fabric UI, Office Fabric UI, to pair these things up to streamline your design to code processes. So, for folks that aren't familiar with an Office add-in, let me give you a little demo of the Pixton comma characters add-in. So, Pixton behaves just like, let me find my mouse here. Pixton behaves just like any other native feature in Office. And let me see if I can actually acquire it here. Oh, the store is not available, so I know what I can do. Sorry about this. Pixton behaves just like any other native feature in Office. There's a button in the ribbon. That ribbon launches a task pane. The task pane provides a set of controls and content that the user can use to interact with their slide content. So you see the ribbon right here and the Pixton button. It behaves and looks and feels just like any other native feature in Office. Clicking on this ribbon button launches a task pane. That task pane has controls and components in it, and content that the user uses to interact with their slide content. In the add-ins case here, this is an HTML container that's rendered by Pixton inside of PowerPoint. And through Office.js, as the user interacts with this content, we can insert it directly. We can select a character and insert it directly into PowerPoint. So I'm still not quite sure if he's wearing pajamas or some sort of sports outfit. But that's sort of an overview of what an add-in is and how it works. Let me switch back to my presentation over here. And so these are services embedded inside of PowerPoint or any of the Office clients. We have a few different variations of these things across Outlook, PowerPoint, and Excel. But as an end user, these are all available through the Office Store. And as a developer, you can also deploy them through a corporate catalog to make available to end users in an enterprise environment. So just taking a step back, when we start to think about developing a product or a service, the first three steps in this process are things that you might do as a team, as a collaborative team with designers and developers and product managers. You work together to sort of define a product. And before code is written, there's some simulation of that offering that you use to validate with your stakeholders. Of course, this process is often not as neat as this cyclical diagram. You're bouncing around in the process, and it can be sometimes frustrating, but always rewarding when you deliver something to your end users. When I when I work on an office add-in or with some of our partners, and in general, when I work on product features, our projects often begin with some sort of level of understanding of the audience. This can be interviews with customers. It can be site visits with customers, or it can be telemetry that you've gathered on your existing service from your existing service. From that, we derive a set of insights and shape a set of scenarios that describe some potential value that we might have that we could offer to our end users. So there's a description of the feature set and some of the benefits that it might deliver to the end user. So we try to prove the value of these opportunities with scenarios. And then we work to make the scenario concepts tangible with hand sketches. Sometimes these are quite low fidelity on paper, and sometimes they might end up being a whiteboard sketches as a team. I'm sure you all are fairly familiar with these processes, and it's established practice in most software development companies. And one of the things that we do with Office add-ins is start to bring these solutions to life with our toolkits. And so you can take the sort of Office UI components that exist in Fabric and make your UI more tangible with a few simulations quite easily with our toolkits. And so today I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about some of that stuff. But before I do, let me talk a little bit about what Office UI Fabric is. It is a set of code for developers that is available as Fabric Core and Fabric React projects, among other things. And on the other side of the screen, you also see that it's a set of toolkits available for designers. So you can think of these as spec sheets that describe the components that are available in Office UI. And in the middle, you can see that it's a set of documentation for both audiences that helps describe the design system, the web framework that is Fabric, and its intended use for particular components. So diving a little bit deeper into the documentation for add-ins, because we believe that fit with Office is such an important thing for a solution, we have a bunch of resources available to you that can help you deliver this fit. Some understanding of what our guidelines are, how to apply them, our design principles, some of our language, and how to apply those things. We also have specific pages that describe the interface elements that exist as extensible surfaces in Office, and some of the common UI patterns and particular best practices for Fabric components. So, and diving even more deeper into our toolkits, we really have two toolkits that are available to you to use to design your Office solutions. We have a Fabric toolkit that has a set of common icons, common design language, and components that are available in Fabric. And then we have an add-ins toolkit that contains reusable renditions of Office UI, some of the extensible surfaces that exist in Office, and common patterns that you might need to use when you're designing an add-in. So I'm going to switch machines here and do the meat of my demo here, where I'm actually going to pretend that I'm designing an add-in. So as I do this, I'll do a little bit of monkey work bouncing around between different toolkits, so bear with me and have a little patience there. On the left here, I have the add-ins toolkit, and on the other side, I have the Fabric UI toolkit. And you can see they're a family. They're similarly organized. One thing I'd call out, that I'm using Adobe XD here as a product to assemble UI build UI screens. There are other tools on the market. This is one that we've made available because it's cross-platform. And so let me dive in and show you a little bit of what's available in the Fabric toolkit here. Oops. So you can see, if you've stopped by the Fabric booth or the Office Add-ins Fabric booth, you can see we have a number of comments. Trying to zoom in so that you can get a good view of this stuff. Okay. So you can see we have a set of tools here, like common icons that you might find, some of the design language that you might be using inside of an Office add-in, including colors and typography and other elements. And then basic inputs, buttons, toggles, all the types of things that you might use to render your UI. And then there's some common patterns like navigation, common controls for content that might exist inside of Office, and much, much more. So this is it's a big tool set that you can use to take a look at what's available in the Fabric libraries. And then diving a little bit deeper into the add-ins toolkit. One of the things you'll see here are some renditions of common extensibility surfaces inside of Office, like ribbon commands, the task pane, flyout menus, and contextual menus, teaching callouts, the content add-in surface. We also have some common UX patterns for authentication, your first run experiences, and some of the navigation. There's also a set of branding recommendations in here, and a few reference designs, and a sample add-in that you can look at to get a sense of how the whole thing pulls together. So I'm going to jump into my demo a little bit here. And let me call up this other thing. Let's imagine that I'm a designer who's building a video analytics add-in for Excel. So what this add-in allows you to do is to search for videos on your favorite video service, like YouTube. You can get a list of those videos and then select them and insert them as rows in a table to do some later analysis on it. So let's imagine that I have sort of this base level functionality defined. And from my product team, I've gotten a new set of requirements. I want to allow users to navigate to their particular channel, and I want them to navigate to any of their subscribed channels on YouTube or whatever the service might be. And then perhaps we want to allow some bulk operations on a list, so you could select and insert multiple items. So you can see with Adobe XD, you can get some pretty robust simulations of a service with a few clicks and putting things together. So let me imagine that I'm going to actually put this together. So I've got my frame here for my add-in, the task pane inside of Excel. I'm going to switch back to the add-ins toolkit. And I know that I'm going to need some sort of navigational element, so I'm going to copy these over into this toolkit, into this Adobe XD file. And you can see right off the bat, the components are sort of, they're sized to fit into a task pane, and we're already saving you some time to get there. And I think, you know, I'm not quite sure that whether this is the right control, so I'm also going to go to the Fabric toolkit, and I'm going to grab a couple of things here. And because I've rehearsed this demo a few times, I know I'm only going to need a couple of things here that I'm going to come through. But in all seriousness, you would spend some time on our documentation to figure out what components are appropriate for your particular solution. So I'm going to copy and paste these all over as well. And then here comes sort of the art of designing the right UI in Office. it's sort of an analysis of which component is the right fit for my particular task or set of tasks. This is a command bar. I know for the time being, I'm not going to be designing any commanding, and it's probably not appropriate for this solution. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that one. This is a what we call a tab bar interface for navigating inside of an Office add-in. I know that if a user has multiple channels that they're subscribed to, this is not going to be a scalable interface for my particular use, so I'm going to delete that one. And then this is a drill down pattern for navigating to subpages. So this is probably not something that's useful for this particular add-in. So I think I'm going to select this one, but as I place it in position and change the text to my channels, I notice that I'm running into some size constraints here, and it's not quite going to fit exactly how I want. But I also know that there's a differently sized piece of text down here that follows Office UI patterns. And I can see it's semi-bold and 14. So I'm just going to switch this to that size. And I'm confident that it fits into the typography layout that exists in Office. And voila, I have something that's close to what I want. And I can resize this navigational hint to fit that requirement. So in a couple of minutes, I've got something that represents the navigation that I intend to use in this add-in. And with a couple more minutes, I can get to a representation of the flyout menu that represents the overflow for that navigation. So again, I'm sort of using documentation and resources from the Office Dev Center to get an understanding of how these components fit together and quickly mocking up a solution that fits my needs. So I'm going to switch over to what I imagine this final thing to look like and give you an idea of what, with a few more clicks and panning around and copies and paste from other places in Fabric and the add-ins toolkit, I could get to something that matches a final solution. So we have a list of videos, an overflow menu that I could use to navigate to, and then I also have some multi-select controls with some actions that appear at the top. So it's pretty easy to get to a composition or a simulation of your UI prior to even coding, and you can work with your designers and your team to get to this. So let me switch back. But before I switch back, I just want to reiterate that these are really easy tools to use, and I would encourage you to try them out and give them a go to see if you can get to simulations of your experience prior to coding, and to validate those with your stakeholders, whether that's the broader engineering team or some of your customers that you might be shipping your solution to. And though these toolkits are in the Office UI language, and you may have your own brand that you need to apply to these things, to your solutions, I would encourage you to use these as a first step, a wireframing toolkit that you can use prior to applying your brand language on top of these solutions. If you don't have your own design language and it's something that that you really want to fit with Office, use Fabric. Fabric is your tool for seamlessly fitting into Office. So I've got a couple minutes left. Let me switch back. And just to reflect on where I began, part of the sort of upfront process is really understanding who your user is and your audience and designing for that customer. I would encourage you to use these tools to validate your experience with your customers. We believe that these toolkits streamline the design to code workflow. And because they are toolkits that align with the Office UI fabric, The same components that you copy and paste into the toolkit are available as code, as code elements from Fabric. So let me just show that briefly. If I can switch here. So again, under the at the Office Dev Center, we have a bunch of how-to guides to describe how to design with our principles, how to use Office Fabric, what are the interface elements. And then whether you're using a nav bar or a date picker, the same components that are available in the toolkit are available as code snippets that you can copy and paste into your project. And all of these resources are available on the Office Dev Center. The toolkit is here for Fabric, and the Office add-ins toolkit is here. So it just gives you a sense of where these things are. So you can find these resources online on our dev portals. And my final parting thoughts are, this is something as a design team we are constantly trying to evolve and collect feedback on how well these things are used. Over time, we intend to add more patterns and to facilitate more simulations across different apps and with different patterns. We're constantly working to align these toolkits with the code assets, bring these two things closer together, and remove friction in your workflows wherever we can. These Fabric itself and these toolkits are open source. We welcome your contributions and your feedback. Please file issues if you find any issues in them. We hope they become tools that you can rely upon to streamline your workflow. So thanks for coming. I hope you're enjoying Build. I know I've seen some inspiring things. I hope this might be as inspiring too. Thank you. Yeah.